Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. One-fourth to one-third of U.S. workers report high levels of stress at work, and work-related stress is a problem that can negatively impact health. To talk about strategies to reduce workplace stress is Dr. Rosara Arango Aguayo. She's an assistant professor and bilingual licensed clinical psychologist at the National Crime Victims Research and Treatment Center at MUSC. Dr. Arango Aguayo, what's the potential negative impact to health and well-being when someone is chronically under stress at work?
Our body is really resilient and equipped to handle stress, but when we are stressed constantly, that's when our body breaks down. So when we are experiencing chronic workplace stress, things such as headaches, stomach aches, irritability, low productivity can happen, breakdowns in social relationships with coworkers, and some people even can experience depression and anxiety as a result.
Are there certain circumstances or scenarios that seem to cause more chronic stress in the workplace?
A number of scenarios come to mind. The most common ones are not really having a say over one's schedule or control over one's duties. And interestingly, not feeling really connected and to meaningful work in the job place. Another area of chronic stress are actually relationships with coworkers. So bullying in the workplace, harassment, or perhaps being overworked and not feeling like you have a choice or say in the matter.
So what can the individual do to sort of take good care of themselves if they find themselves in a situation that has a lot of stress?
So the good news is that there is a lot under our control to manage chronic workplace stress. The first and foremost thing is identifying strategies that are easy, quick, and simple to do to manage the stress, such as taking breaks. Even 30 seconds of just closing one's eyes and taking a deep breath can help. Eating lunch in a place other than in front of the computer is super important as well. Also, trying to connect with at least one person that you get along with that you could perhaps talk to during breaks. And finally, there's this thing called mindfulness, which is simply paying attention on purpose to the present moment. So noticing what thoughts, feelings are showing up for me right now, and how can I bring some of that under my control right now?
Anything else about mindfulness skills that you can share?
Burnout and chronic stress actually develops a lot under our awareness. So the first and foremost thing we could do is bring any sort of tension to our awareness. That's called being mindful. So an example of this perhaps is a meeting with coworkers where someone says something you don't agree with or that makes you perhaps a bit angry. So being mindful means noticing anger showing up, taking a pause, taking a deep breath, and continuing to engage in behaviors that you can be proud of. Being mindful means I'm noticing that I'm feeling stressed right now, irritated, and my job's important to me.
And does that thinking that's going on really just sort of calm you down? Is that part of the step that's happening?
Absolutely. So human beings really thrive on being in control. So part of mindfulness is bringing attention to what's showing up in the moment and taking control of our behaviors, which is something we actually can do something about.
Dr. Arango Aguayo, thanks for providing this information about reducing workplace stress.
Thank you.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.